too can help the Pope help others. With a small donation of great symbolic value, you can show your love and trust for the Holy Father. Let's all join the Pope in proclaiming the gospel and caring for those most in need, persons and families who are struggling, those suffering in wars, or who need humanitarian assistance. Go to www.peterspence.va and click on Donate Now.
Laudato Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Saturday, the 29th of June, Pope Francis prays for the release of all prisoners of war. Meanwhile, Russia and Ukraine successfully exchanged prisoners for the first time since February, and the Holy Father calls for a church and society of open doors. In the Vatican, I am Francesca Merlo. As Ukraine and the Holy See celebrate the release of 10 Ukrainian prisoners by Russian forces, Pope Francis prayed that all prisoners of war return home soon. At the end of his Angelus prayer for the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul today on Saturday the 29th of June, the Holy Father's thoughts in particular turned to the two Greek Catholic priests who were released as part of the prisoner swap. On Friday evening, Fathers Ivan Levitsky and Bohdan Heleta, both members of the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, were released by Russia along with eight others in a prisoner exchange with Ukraine. Pope Francis on Saturday also invited all those present to pray together that all prisoners return home. At the same time, he reflected with pain on the brothers and sisters suffering because of war. Let us think of all the people wounded or threatened by the fighting, said the Pope, asking that God may free them and sustain them in the struggle for peace. But turning back to the prisoner of war swap, Stefan Boss has more on that report.
They have been waiting for this moment for years, hoping and perhaps praying that the world had not forgotten them. These 10 visibly tired, exhausted former prisoners arrived in Kiev after mediation by the Vatican. Some had been captured years before Russia's full-scale invasion began in February 2022. Among those freed was Nariman Jelyal, deputy head of the Melis, representative body of Crimean Tatars, that was relocated to Kiev after Russia seized the peninsula in 2014. He was taken from Crimea, where he lived despite the annexation, 1 year before the war. The former prisoners, wrapped in blue and yellow flags, reunited with families in Kiev and called those who couldn't be there. For some, the separation had lasted many years. Two Ukrainian Greek Catholic priests were also among those freed. One of them, Bohdan Heleta, was detained in 2022 in his church in the occupied city of Berdyansk in the southeastern region of Zaporizhia. He urged the world not to forget those who stayed behind. There are a lot of our men, he says, and girls and women are there. They need help, concrete help. They are waiting for this help. I also ask the world to react even more. Pope Francis, in an address on Saturday, called for the release of all prisoners in the war and thanked God for the liberation of the two priests. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a statement that he was grateful to everyone who helped and especially acknowledged what he called the efforts of the Holy See in bringing these people home. Ukraine's Coordination Headquarters for the Treatment of Prisoners of War says 3,310 Ukrainians have already been released from Russian captivity since Russia's full-scale invasion. They also include 90 war prisoners released by each side earlier this week. The United Arab Emirates mediated the exchange of the 180 prisoners of war. Yet, with many still behind bars, President Zelensky has said he still hopes all prisoners can be exchanged as Europe's bloodiest war since World War II is now raging in its third year. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
Pope Francis met on Friday with former US Vice President Al Gore, who is in Rome for a three-day summit sponsored by his Climate Reality Project. According to a statement from the Holy See Press Office, Gore praised the Pope for his impact of the encyclical Laudato Si on the 2015 Paris Accords on climate change and for the recent apostolic exhortation Laudate Deum. For his part, Pope Francis thanked Gore for the climate concern that has always inspired his political activity. The two leaders agreed on the need to accelerate the transition despite the resistance of large fossil fuel companies and discussed possible forms of collaboration to try to have a greater impact on public opinion. And staying on the topic of climate change, intense heat waves are likely to be increasingly common, according to the UN's World Meteorological Organization, or WMO. And the climate activist Alvaro Silva at WMO spoke about the recent US heat waves to the UN's Daniel Jones.
Well, it's not unprecedented, but is getting increasingly likely this type of conditions in a warmer world due to human-induced climate change. These type of conditions are getting more frequent and more intense. And in this specific region in the United States, this was due to an area of high pressure that stayed in the upper atmosphere over the U.S. Midwest and Northeast. But specifically over the United States, we had high pressure ridge and stable and long-lasting conditions over an area for several days. And this traps the heat near the surface and leads to these exceptionally high temperatures.
The other things that are dangerous, in addition to the extreme heat, are the levels of air pollutants that are associated with this kind of heat wave. Do you have any information and data from your various weather center contributors about the dangers of these peaks of air pollution?
Yeah, we know that during this stable and descending warm air conditions, then the pollutants get trapped near the surface. Sometimes we also get ozone near the surface during the heat waves that is pollutant when occurs at surface level. So yeah, under these conditions, without air circulating over this region, we get these pollutants persisting during the heat wave, and this is very dangerous in terms of human health.
That was the WMO's Alvaro Silva speaking to the UN's Daniel Jones on the recent US heat waves. Earlier today at the Mass for the Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, Pope Francis conferred the pallium, a sign of their metropolitan authority, on some 33 archbishops who had been appointed to their sees over the course of the past year. In his homily, Pope Francis focused on the image of open doors and encouraged the new archbishops to help build a church and a society of open doors. Christopher Wells has more.
In his homily for the Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, Pope Francis reflected on the image of doors, the doors that opened up when Peter was freed from prison, and the metaphorical doors that opened for Paul when he was converted on the road to Damascus. For both Peter and Paul, the encounter with the Lord was a true and properly paschal experience. They were set free. The doors of a new life opened before them.
Sono stati liberati e davanti a loro si sono aperte le porte di una nuova vita.
Expounding on the first reading, Pope Francis noted that the miraculous release of Saint Peter recalled the experience of the Passover. The account is that of a new exodus, he said. God delivers his church, delivers his people who are in chains, and once again reveals himself as the God of mercy who sustains them on the journey. Paul's conversion, too, is primarily a paschal experience, the Pope continued. St. Paul is changed by his encounter with Christ crucified. Yet this does not lead to a consoling, inward-looking religiosity, as some movements in the church present to us today, the Pope said. On the contrary, the encounter with the Lord ignites in the life of Paul a burning zeal for evangelization. As he preached the gospel, St. Paul often used the image of open doors, a grace experienced also by St. Peter. Both witnessed firsthand the work of God, the Pope said, who opened the doors of their interior prisons, but also the actual prisons into which they were thrown because of the gospel. Then, recalling the metropolitan archbishops who received the pallia during the Mass, Pope Francis invited them, in communion with Peter and following the example of Christ, to be zealous shepherds who open the doors of the gospel and, through their ministry, help to build a church and a society of open doors. Finally, after a word of greeting for the delegation of the Ecumenical Patriarchate, Pope Francis prayed that Saints Peter and Paul might help us to open the doors of our lives to the Lord Jesus.
I Santi Pietro e Paolo ci aiutino ad aprire la porta della nostra vita al Signore Gesù.
For invoking their intercession for us, for the city of Rome, and for the whole world. I'm Christopher Wells.
During his Angelus address for the solemnity of the Saints Peter and Paul today, Pope Francis recalled how the Lord entrusted his kingdom to Saint Peter, who despite various falls was able to lead the faithful toward Christ by cultivating the Lord's holy example. Deborah Castellano-Lubov reports.
St. Peter received the keys of the kingdom not because he was perfect, but because he was humble and honest, and the Father had given him a forthright faith. This was the comforting message Pope Francis offered during his Angelus address on Saturday as the Church observes the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, the patrons of Rome. The Holy Father took his cue from today's Gospel reading according to St. Matthew, in which Jesus says to Simon called Peter, "To you I will give the keys of the kingdom of heaven." That is why, the Pope pointed out, we often see St. Peter depicted with two large keys in his hand. Those keys represent the ministry of authority that Jesus entrusted to him to serve the whole church. While remembering St. Peter's flaws, the Holy Father reassured that the apostle, by relying on God's mercy, was able to support and strengthen his brothers and sisters. To reach the kingdom, the Pope recalled, one does not need to operate mechanisms and safety locks, but to cultivate virtues such as patience, attention, constancy, and humility. Therefore, the mission that Jesus entrusts to Peter, he observed, is not to bar the doors of the house, allowing access only to a few selected guests, but to help everyone find their way in faithfulness to Jesus' gospel. Peter, the Pope recalled, would do this throughout his life, faithfully until his martyrdom. After having been the first to experience for himself, and not without fatigue and many falls, the joy and the freedom that come from meeting the Lord. Since Peter was the first to open the door to Jesus and had to convert, his journey, the Holy Father noted, was not easy. Pope Francis concluded by praying that Mary, Queen of the Apostles, along with Saints Peter and Paul, help us to be a guide for one another and support for the encounter with Christ. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.
And just finally, tomorrow, Sunday the 30th of June, offers everyone an opportunity to help the Pope express his closeness to people who suffer. The World Day for the Pope's Charity is an invitation for communities worldwide to donate to Peter's Pence and support the mission of the Bishop of Rome, a mission of peace, charity and solidarity with those in need. With a donation which can be made on this special day or any other day of the year, anyone can actively contribute to the universal mission of Pope Francis. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our Vatican News web portal at www.vaticannews.va. And you can also catch the latest updates on our Facebook, X and Instagram pages. Many thanks go to Daniele Giorgi, our sound engineer in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo.